It's Tuesday, February 18, 2025.
This will be the 13th federal declaration of disaster just since I've been governor.
The costs of climate change continue to mount across the country.
In a letter to the governor, the Federal Emergency Management Agency said the increased level of funding requested is not warranted.
Trump's FEMA already denying disaster aid to states. Plus, Trump officials fired nuclear staff, not realizing they oversee the country's nuclear weapons stockpile.
All of those insane stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We buy a lot of stuff from our neighbors to the north. They're our largest foreign supplier of crude oil. Also, our largest supplier of polite oil.
That's true. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, it seems like the whole nation from the West Coast to the East Coast has been getting slammed by winter storms lately, even as the Trump administration is, cutting the weather service and cutting FEMA. So I'm sure everything's fine. What do you got for us today?
Well, you are correct. The eastern U.S. is grappling with extreme cold and flooding, while fire-damaged California deals with record rainfall and mudslides. And the costs of climate change continue to build, even as the Trump administration is dismantling U.S. climate policy and disaster aid.
Brilliant.
The mounting toll today includes Kentucky, where a deadly storm generated record-breaking rainfall, extreme flooding, and even tornadoes as it swept across the southern U.S. over the weekend, raising rivers to historic levels. As we go to air, the storm has killed at least 13 people across multiple states. The majority of deaths are in Kentucky, according to Governor Andy Beshear. More than 1,000 rescued from floodwaters, power knocked out to hundreds of thousands with another snowstorm and brutal icy weather on the way, compounding the disaster. Here's Governor Beshear on CBS.
This is one of the biggest flooding events we've had, and it's basically happening in the middle of multiple snowstorms.
Human-caused climate change is leading to more frequent and intense extreme precipitation events. That's according to numerous studies. And it has intensified flooding events, making them increasingly severe in this era of extreme weather. In California, another atmospheric river hit the state, bringing some new rainfall records and flooding and mudslides to areas burned in January's massive deadly fires in Los Angeles. California's drought to deluge cycle, with extreme weather whiplash careening between fires and floods, even shut down the iconic Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu for the second time in just weeks, all in line with climate scientists' predictions for global warming. The LA Times reports that California's state-backed home insurance plan of last resort has now run out of money pay the wave of claims stemming from the LA fires. It will get a $1 billion infusion from a pool paid for by private insurance companies, but it is intensifying the state's home insurance crisis.
And I'm guessing Donald Trump and FEMA are not in a rush to fill that gap?
No, they are not. Even as disaster costs continue to surge across the country, Donald Trump has said that he wants to dismantle FEMA to offload the burden of disaster costs and recovery onto states, as dictated in the right-wing manifesto Project 2025. Trump's FEMA has already begun denying disaster aid requests. FEMA rejected Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp when he requested an extension to disaster relief deadlines for communities still recovering from last year's Hurricane Helene. But Trump's FEMA said the extension is not warranted. In California, FEMA has also sparked outrage in doubling down on its decision to cancel further soil testing after cleanup of toxic wildfire ash and debris across Los Angeles County. Follow-up soil testing after every major wildfire in the state is routine, but Trump's FEMA has declared it will not fund that testing to ensure that no contamination remains on those properties.
So, in fact, contamination will remain on those properties.
And finally, critics warn that indiscriminate purges of critical federal workers by Elon Musk's self-invented Doge organization is playing Russian roulette with the nation's power grid. The layoff spree at the Department of Energy is hitting federal workers who keep the power grids running, risking serious reliability issues. And Trump officials fired nuclear staff at the National Nuclear Security Administration, apparently not realizing that they oversee the country's nuclear weapons stockpile. There is some good-ish news. They are now in the process of rehiring them back just as soon as they can figure out how to reach them.
Russian roulette is right. For much more on that story and all the other ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
You're small as a beetle, a big as a whale. Boom, atomic cocktail.